On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
A man and woman charged with murder following the discovery of a body in Dover have appeared in court. A 55-year-old man was found dead at Cowgate Cemetery in Albany Place on Tuesday morning. 37-year-old Justin Burnett and 47-year-old Claire Lunn, who are both without a permanent address, have been remanded in custody. They're due at Crown Court next week.
KMFM News.
Police have come in for stinging criticism over their investigation into made-up claims that there was a VIP paedophile ring operating in Westminster. A report accused the Met of poor judgment over the multi-million pound inquiry. It found the force placed an unwarranted and disproportionate belief in Carl Beach, who's now serving 18 years in prison for his lies. Sky's crime correspondent Martin Brunt says the findings are damning.
It's nearly 500 pages, so it's going to take a while, I think, to get stuck into it and find out the worst aspect of the criticism of the Metropolitan Police. But there's no doubt, as anticipated, this is a really dark day for Scotland Yard.
We're just hearing Roger Goff is set to become the new leader of Kent County Council. The current head of education is expected to take over the role from Paul Carter, who announced he was leaving last month after 14 years in charge. A motorcyclist has died following a crash in a Kent village. The 51-year-old from Ramsgate collided head-on with a van on Favsham Road in Throwley at around 5:30 yesterday evening. Crash investigators are keen to hear from witnesses or anyone with dashcam footage. Rory Stewart, who ran against Boris Johnson to replace Theresa May as Conservative leader, is quitting the party. He'll stand down as an MP at the next general election, and he's also announced he'll put himself forward as an independent candidate to be Mayor of London. In a video on Twitter, he's explained why.
It is a city not just with so much potential, but of course a city that is now in real danger. Danger from Brexit, from technological change, but I think above all, from what's happened to British politics, to the kind of extremism that is taking over our country.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Firefighters are investigating after two separate vehicles were set alight in Gravesend overnight. Crews are called to a car blaze in Packham Road in Northfleet just after midnight, and less than an hour later they had to put out a van fire on Dering Way. A man's been charged after he was allegedly seen carrying a knife in Tenterden. Police were called to the high street after the suspect was spotted with the weapon outside the town hall last Saturday. He was later arrested at Ashford Railway Station. The 45-year-old has been bailed to appear in court later this month. The Met Office has issued a yellow warning for heavy rain in Kent on Sunday. The warning comes just days after forecasters issued flood warnings for coastal towns in the county. The first ever graduation for apprentices in Kent is happening later. Around 200 young people are being celebrated at Rochester Cathedral. Ryan Woods from the Federation of Small Businesses says it will be a similar experience to those getting a degree.
There's a large number of the apprentices there who will come up to the front of the cathedral and receive their awards for the year. And it's awesome because you see so many happy smiling faces and you see the traditional throw up of the mortar boards.
Organisers say it's also the first fully sustainable graduation ceremony in Kent, with gowns made from recycled material and brochures printed on environmentally friendly paper. And a decision on building a new KFC in an old oast house in Snodland has been delayed, so an assessment over parking can take place. The fast food chain wants to convert the building on Morling Road, which is near a school, but campaigners are worried it will lead to an increase in obesity. Councillors have approved a new McDonald's and Costa Coffee, though, as part of plans to develop an industrial state of Holborough Road.
KMFM Showbiz.
Niall Horan's been telling KMFM how he came up with the idea for his new song. Nice to Meet You, which is out today, is his first new single in 2 years. The former One Direction star told Gary and Laura on Breakfast what it's about.
It's basically about, you know, on a night out where, you know, you bump into someone, you catch eyes with them, you know, you start chatting, and then before you know it, you know, they're literally gone. And then over the course of the night, you bump into them again.
If you missed their chat this morning, you can listen again at kmfm.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Kent's Dean Asher-Smith and Adam Jamili are back in action at the World Athletics Championships in Doha later. They're both expected to run in the heats, the 4x100m relays, while Tom Bosworth from Sevenoaks competes in the 20km race walk this evening. And Andy Murray's run at the China Open Tennis has come to an end. The former world number one lost his quarterfinal with the top seed Dominic Thiem in straight sets. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.